It's the fourth consecutive year Delray Beach Senator Maria Sachs has filed the legislation. In years past, the bill has allowed for government regulation of the parasailing industry. But Sachs says she worked out a compromise to give the bill a chance of passage.
Now what we've done to make it so that we have no fiscal impact and to compromise with those in the legislature who don't want greater government regulation or any government regulation, we've taken the government basically out of it.
Sachs says after discussing it with Senate President Don Gates and parasail operators, the group decided it should be mandatory that operators have uniform safety standards and insurance.
We want to make sure that when somebody participates in this great sport, that they have minimum amount of insurance of $1 million minimum and $2 million for the entire occurrence. And the basic safety structure of not going up when the weather is rough or if there is a lightning storm within 7 miles.
Sachs says she filed the bill because of two women in South Florida who died while parasailing, after whom the bill is named. The legislation also comes after a parasailing incident in July that injured two Indiana teens whose rope snapped, causing them to hit a condominium, a power line, and a parked car. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.